What's up, man? All right, guys. Today we're gonna have a quick video titled, I'm out in Cartagena. As you guys know, I'm going out to Colombia. My first stop is in Cartagena. I'm meeting my lawyer over here. I'm also meeting the Venezuelana over here as well. Look at her, guys. She got freckles, okay, guys? So I'm gonna show you, this is Boca Grande. This is world famous Boca Grande right here, guys. I know Coach Bispill is gonna get all up in my comment section and claim it's AI or a backdrop or a blue screen because, well, let's be honest, he's a bitch. But I'm gonna prove to you guys it's Cartagena by going into the water. The beach here is nowhere near as good as what we have in Florida. If you take a boat and you go out to the islands, it's a lot better. But if you're close by, the water is kind of murky. It's not bad, but it's just murky water. But again, if you take a jet ski and you go a couple of hundred feet out, it's blue water. So yeah, that's what they're doing. They're taking a jet ski, they're going out. I don't bother asking how much because you know they're gonna rip you off as a gringo, right? So yeah, guys, this is world famous Boca Grande here. You got all the nice hotels, all the new stuff being built back, being built over here, okay? Boca in Spanish means mouth, grande means big. This is known as the big mouth because it bends, as you guys can tell, it really bends. It makes a nice harbor, by the way. So yeah, there's some fish in here. Hopefully there's no sharks. So that's my girl in the back with my backpack with her. Gonna go to Juan Valdez, spend half an hour doing some work, and then go back to the hotel. I'm staying at a place called Hotel Marcas de Manga. It's really nice for like $35 a day. It's better than getting an Airbnb. You know, Airbnb kind of got a little bit too expensive. Cinco minutos. Yeah, she wants to go. She's getting hungry. But I told her, give me about 5 minutes, bitch. There's some fish in here. Hopefully there's no shark with them. See, the water is murky, guys. I don't like that, okay? Again, you go out there a couple hundred feet, you're fine. If you go to one of the many islands, you can go island hopping for about $80 American. You can go island hopping for about $80 on a private boat if you guys wanna do that. I did that before. It was nice, yeah, it's nice. You can go to Rosario Island, you can go to different places. But like I said, here in Cartagena, you're really not gonna find a decent beach in Cartagena. Only thing you can do really is to take a boat out to one of the many islands. As you guys can see, it's really not that clean, you know, the water really isn't that clean. But again, you go a couple of hundred feet that way, the water really is clean. Obviously, I'm not gonna go swimming all the way out there. God knows what type of sharks are out there. But yeah, guys, this is a world famous Cartagena. It's about 86 degrees. So even though in Florida, we had a winter snowstorm and we actually had snow in Tallahassee, it's warm here in Cartagena, you know? Cartagena is always warm because it's close to the equator. That's the good thing about Colombia, is that the weather is the same year round here in Colombia because they're close to the equator. If you are ocean level, which Cartagena is obviously, it's gonna be very hot year round. If you're up in the mountains like Bogota, it's really cold. So you know what the weather is gonna be like year round. So that's what I wanted to do, guys. I just wanted to show to you again a world famous Boca Grande. This is where all the gringos stay. This is where they buy condos. This is where they come to play. This is where they eat. This is where they have fun. If you guys are cheap like I am, you can stay in a place called Manga, M-A-N-G-A. It's only a couple kilometers away from here. So Manga is nice. You can go stay in Manga if you want a cheaper version of Boca Grande. It's only like 3 kilometers away. Boca Grande, guys, is very safe. The police make sure it's very safe. I don't think you can even have motorcycles in Boca Grande. That because they want to make it so safe. They don't want people coming in on motorcycles. Usually the people who come in on motorcycles tend to be, you know, the lower classes. They tend to be thieves and stuff like that. So motorcycles are not allowed here in Boca Grande, guys. It's a really nice place. I mean, if you're okay with like 90 degree weather and 100% humidity, Cartagena in particular, Boca Grande is good for you. Let me give you one more tour. Again, that's my girl over there. Genesis, say hola. See? No, she's not a prostitute. That's how they all look, guys. It's very hot here. Again, this is the Atlantic for those of you who don't know any better. In fact, if you fly straight that way, you'll hit Miami. So again, Cartagena, the airport is behind us, about 10, 11 kilometers that way. Let me give you a better, okay, this is better. One more turn. Yeah. So, in short, guys, if you're okay with hot weather, Cartagena is good for you. Don't go into the beach unless you take a boat. If you're willing to go to the beach like I did, just make sure you're okay with murky water. Yeah, take a boat. It's gonna cost you anywhere from $50 to $80, depending where you wanna go, how long you wanna stay there. Like I said, once you get a couple hundred feet away from the beach, that's when you get to see blue water. Cartagena is the most expensive city in all of Colombia, believe it or not. It's expensive because everything here is more expensive. Uber is more expensive, rent is more expensive, food is a little bit more expensive, but not that big of a deal. But if you want to stay in a nice place in Cartagena, go to Manga. Also, guys, consider looking at hotels because Airbnb is becoming really expensive, guys, okay? Like right now, guys, I'm no longer using Airbnb unless I find a super, super good deal on Airbnb, you know? So, yeah, Airbnb is kind of getting a little bit too expensive for my taste. And again, guys, that's the other side of Boca Grande. If you keep on going that way, you're going to hit the, you know, again, it's called Boca Grande, which means big mouth. So if you guys keep going down that way, you're going to hit the tip of Boca Grande. And if you go behind me that way, you'll end up hitting the airport. Alright guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you later. Peace.